how to do. To love and to have compassion. Amen? I know the love of God is in me, the love of God is in you, but are you stirring up that love? Are you distributing that love? Do you have compassion? Do you just love people that love you? Do you love the people on the street? Yes, you do. Amen? We do. Because God calls us, because God calls us to love the people on the street. And even the unlovable. Because remember, we was unlovable. Well, some of us were. Not all of us. Some of us were unlovable. At one time. Thank you, Jesus. Long time ago. But God still loved us. And He sent people. He put His love in people to love us. Amen? Now, even like, you know, when I fell in love with Pastor Rocky, I was 19 years old. I met him when I was 16 years old. Because Kapoor used to work at this endless that, but he was going to share it. You know, Kapoor worked at a nightclub. I would hang out at 16. In those days, you could use your friend's ID and they would pass you. Oh, yeah, we can do that. And not now. I mean, I don't know now. There's so the technology is so advanced. Maybe they have good. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have. I'm not giving anybody any kind of ideas. But when we was young, I was using my friend's ID. Okay. But everybody in the club knew that I wasn't. Well, not everybody. Some people knew that I was not of age. But anyway, I was in there. I remember telling my husband, "Hey, Rocky, when are you gonna take me out to dinner?" And he's like, "Come back in a few years." He's like, "What are you teasing about? Come back in a few years." And I did, hallelujah. 3 years later, we started dating. But when I fell in love with Pastor Rocky, I mean, I wanted to be with him all the time. You know what I'm talking about? You just want to love him. You just want to be with that person all the time. You don't want to spend, you know, every minute that you can, you want to be with this person. And that's how it was. How much more should we want and love the Lord? Way more than that. You know why? Because God puts His love in us to accomplish that. Everything we need to do, and you know what's our problem, and we need to fix it, is right here. Right here. Because our heart loves like how the Lord loves. Hallelujah. God pours His love into us so that we can love others. Amen? So I know, you know, so the Lord has been ministering to me about that. And I've been stirring up the pot of love inside of me to love the unlovable. And I do, but you know, I need to show a little bit more love. You know, I love them because, and you know, this is what I used to say before. I love them because I gotta love them. I know I'm not the only one that said that too, hallelujah. I love them because I gotta love them. Yes, I'm supposed to love them, and I love them. Amen. Now, the word says to love your enemies. Oh my goodness, that's a hard one. But I love my enemies. I love people who came against me. I love people who stabbed me in the back. I love people who betrayed me. I pray for my enemies. And before, I would say, I pray for them because I gotta pray for them. But I pray for them now because I want to pray for them. Not every day. Some days takes a little bit of twisting and turning, but mostly every day. But hey, I love them and I pray for them. And that's what God calls us to do. And don't pray because, oh yeah, I gotta pray for them. It's gonna be like holes on their head, you know. You know, don't pray for them that way. Pray, sincerely pray for them. Let the love of God flow through you. Amen. God will send you to somebody to let His love flow through you so that you can love them because they need it. Amen. You know, we heard before, love makes the world go round. And God's love makes things happen in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So what do we love? Who do we love? What do we love? Who do we love? We love everybody. We love everybody, even the unlovable. Now, even people that are not living right, we can still love them with the love of God, but hate the sin. Loving somebody does not give them a pass and say, okay, I'm good at you. No matter what you do, I'm good at you. Yes, no matter what they do, you love them. But you don't agree with a lot of the stuff. You don't partake in what some people are doing. There's some people that do things that's not, you know, that they're not supposed to be doing. But you can still love them. You can still encourage them. You can still bless them. But not agree with that sin. Amen? Amen. The heart is the locus or the position point of spiritual and physical, and of the spiritual and the physical being, and represents essential wisdom of feeling as opposed to the head wisdom of reason. So, right? Our heart is essential for our feelings, for emotion. But up here is the head wisdom, the head, the mind, and I have to say that that's been my problem for a long time. It's the mind, because I think a certain way. And my mind and your mind can get you into trouble because of the way that you think. And it'll stop what God has for you because of, we don't know better than God. We don't know better than God. And we should never try to tell the Lord. I mean, there's even times that, Lord, you know, can you please do this? And can you please do it like this? No. He has the best way, the best plan. So can we instruct the Lord? No, we cannot instruct the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, the central wisdom of feeling as opposed to the head wisdom of reason. I mean, that's what gets us into trouble sometimes. The Lord will have us do it. Minister to us to do something, and then our reason says, oh, wait a minute. I don't know if I should do that. Or, I don't think so. You don't know better than God. If it goes against God's word, it's not God. God will not change the word to accommodate you. Ever, 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 ever. If it goes against the word of God, I'm coming to my Bible back here. If it goes against the word of God, it's not God. God will never, ever, ever go against his word to accommodate you. Ever. Ever. Amen. The heart is a symbol for love, right? Valentine's Day is coming up. Hallelujah. All the husbands have to buy roses. I want to say again. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You can go pick a pretty flower and give it to your wife or to your mom. It's not about spending. But of course, again, the commercial, Valentine's Day. It's a big boom. I mean, literally, flowers are jacked up 100%+ on that day. But anyway, heart is a symbol of love. Amen? Also known as the seat of emotions. You know that. You know. Oh my gosh. Our heart can be so sad for some things that go on, or so sad for something that has gone on, you know, that has happened in somebody else's life. And everybody heard about the tragedy that happened on Sunday. Oh my gosh, how do you even... You cannot even explain, you cannot even try to understand how many families were, God bless you, how many families were ripped beyond devastation, but your heart, you'll have compassion for them, you'll pray for them, even if you don't know them, you pray for them, because that's what they need prayer, they need God to help them, because you just cannot even understand how something so tragic would happen. and devastating where you lose your husband and your child the same day. That's just... Then another family, you lose the mom, the dad, and the sister, and you're a junior in high school. And you have one more brother. I mean, just... Is it premature? I think it is premature. I don't know exactly what happened, but it could have been prevented, maybe. Amen? One other family, the mommy's gone now, and the daddy has to raise three young children. Just devastating. Just devastating. So what do we do? Our heart has compassion and praise for these people. Every day you pray for these people that God will help them, that God will comfort them. And don't ever think that your prayers won't make a difference. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Amen? So the heart is synonymous with affection. When we love, it comes from the heart. Amen? It doesn't come from our mind. That's where the mind is going to get you in trouble. You know, all the stinky, dirty stuff comes from the mind. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Peter 1, verse 22. Pay attention. 1 Peter 1, 22. Okay? You got it? Okay, you got it, Joey? Okay, you got it from here. Read it out. Is that 1 Peter 1:22? Oh, okay, let me read it. Let me read it. Because he doesn't have a mic. So let me read it. Okay? Thank you, Joey. 1 Peter 1:22. Yep. I'm going to take it from the second part of the verse. So let's just read the whole thing. See, ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth to the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. And this is where I want to focus on. See that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently. And another translation says, love one another deeply from the heart. Amen?
Amen.
Deeply. Now, we know the word also says that we need to love one another deeply, yes, and especially of the household of faith. Amen? So when you see your brethren, you should be happy to greet them with a holy kiss or a holy hug. Not come in the door late so that you have to greet people. If you do that, something is wrong. If you don't want to greet people, something is wrong. Fix it. You know, and that's just natural. You sometimes meet to it. You know, I gotta go out of my way, but you gotta go out of your way and do it. I can submit to those thoughts, but I'm not gonna. You know, like you go out of your way to greet people, to love them. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And all of us have done it before. We ditch down the other out of the store because you don't want to see somebody. We're not supposed to do that either. We should be greeting them. Amen. I don't know how many times, you know, how many times I ditch. And then, what's even more is you see them on another aisle. So now I'm just going to my way. Even if they're like, hi, how are you doing? Even if they don't want to say hi. Because I don't want to have to see it down the other aisle. And then, usually, they know you ditched them. And then they see you on the other aisle, but they already know that you ditched them. So then now you got to say hi to them after you ditch. Right? Then you look like a baboon. We've all done it. We shouldn't do that. You know, my thing is that sometimes I just, you know, I just make fast kinds of stuff, like no makeup, just put a hat on it, do a kind of junky thing, and then I meet them. I hope I don't see anybody. I remember one time I told them, is it okay to go like this and say this? You know that you're, you know, who are you working with? He said something like, you know you're a pastor, yeah? no, it's not good for you to go to that store like that. You know, Yeah, you know, so if you're going to go to the store like that and you don't want to see anybody, okay, fix yourself already, okay, before you think about it. Think about it before you do that. Amen, but we should love each other. Everybody in the body, not only in this church, but even when you go outside. How much more for the household of faith? You know somebody loves Jesus. You know, you want to love on them. And we're supposed to not go the other way. You know, no matter how much they talk. Oh my gosh. I remember one time, I was like, okay, I got this one person that I seen at Walmart, and I'm talking and talking and talking. And at that time, if I could have ditched her, I would have done that. I couldn't because she was right in front of me. And then I come up and say, okay. Oh, yeah, and you know what? Okay. And you just got to say, I got to go, I love you. Mwah, I just go. You know, you don't ditch them because you don't want to talk to them. Because they talk too much, you know. You don't run away from them because of that. You let the love of God go through you. Amen? Love one another deeply from the heart. Amen? And I'm even going through training now for that. I mean, I believe that we should all be going through training. Love one another deeply. God loves us deeply. An unexplained, never ending, beyond measure, cannot even measure the love of God towards us. We should love one another deeply. Amen. Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Especially to those who are in the family of faith. We should do good to all, especially unto those in the family of faith. Amen? Let's go to 1 John 4. Everybody there? Okay. 1 John 4, starting at verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. I'm going to jump over on the Amplified. And we know, understand, recognize, are conscious of by observation and by experience, and believe, adhere to, and put faith in, and rely on the love God cherishes for us. God is love, and he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God, and God dwells and continues in him. Amen? That's what we desire, that God dwells and continues in us, and us in him. 17. In this union and communion with him, love is brought to completion and attains perfection with us. that we may have confidence for the day of judgment with assurance and boldness to face Him. Because He is, so are we. Because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thought of punishment, and so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love. It is not yet grown to love's complete perfection. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
So what is that saying? Our love is not to complete perfection. Because love casts out fear. So if we're scared, that means our love has not come to completion. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. How does our love come to completion? God's love fills us, flows through us. When we actually consciously, now sometimes you have to use the mind. I mean, we should always use our brain. But not allow our mind to control. Because our mind will reason, like how we read about it. Our mind will reason, like, okay, no, I don't think I should bless that person because that person got so much, I don't need to bless them. If God tells you to bless somebody, you need to bless that person, whether they have a lot or they have a little. See, that's where the mind comes in. Or if God tells you to bless a person on the street, I'm not going to bless them because if I bless them, they might go buy alcohol with them. It's not your fault. See, that's where the mind comes in. We start reasoning and making up our own reasons why we don't have to do something. If God tells us to go and be a blessing to somebody, go over to their house and, you know, greet them and, I don't know, take them butter rolls. That's not a thing. You know, I don't know, take them butter rolls to their house. You know, oh no, I'm not going to take them butter rolls. They don't need it. They don't need to eat no butter rolls. Come on. Don't tell me you guys might never thought that way before. I'm like, oh, they just have to lose some weight. They're not going to take butter rolls. That's reason. Wrong. That might be accurate, but they don't need because they need to, you know, not eat butter rolls. But that's your mind reasoning. If God calls you to give a blessing to somebody, it's not, you don't get to, or you know, sometimes you've done it before, you don't get to say, I don't think so because of this reasoning. Amen. Hallelujah. So all of us can draw closer to God to allow Him to fill us with His love. Not only to love the unlovable, but also it'll cause us to be better, to live better. Not live doing things we're not supposed to do. When the love of God fills us, we'll be more like God. And the things that once entrapped us won't be able to. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, where are you? Okay, let's go to 18. There is, now the first time for 18. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. See, when we're filled with love, when we're full of the love of God, those things that the enemy tries to hit us with, it's not going to touch us. Having God's love, being full of God's love, will even build our faith. Come on.
Amen.
Being full of God's love, allowing God to just fill us and saturate us with His love, will cause us to not be in fear. Will cause us to not dread. Will cause us to not worry. Love casts it out of you. And all of us in here need a little bit more of it. All of us need to be full of it. If you want to be full of anything, you want to be full of love. Amen? Hallelujah. Are we on 19 already? Okay. We love Him because He first loved us. And some of us, and even some people that are not in church tonight, may say amen, amen, amen for that. Praise God that He loved us. Amen. That He loved us. That He didn't leave us in that place that we were. God's perfect love casts out all that fear. 20. If anyone says, I love God, and hates, detests, abominates his brother in Christ, he's a liar. You cannot say, that's why we need to stir this love up, because if you hate somebody, and you might not even use the word hate, but if you despise somebody, if you can't stand somebody, that love of God is not flowing in you. Amen? But, you know, you might think, and I remember thinking this way too, how can you even love like that? How can I love somebody who treated me? How can I love somebody who wants me to do that? How can I love somebody that comes against me and wants me to do that? God's love. Not your love. God's love. Amen? That's how you can love somebody who wants you to do bad. Who waits to see bad things happen to you. That's how you can love somebody like that. It's God's love. Not your love. Amen? If anyone says, I love God, and hates, detests, abominates his brother in Christ, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this command, charge, order, injunction, we have from him, that he who loves God shall love his brother. A believer also. Amen? Amen? I mean, sometimes it's even, you know, I'm sure for some people, sometimes it's even hard to love your spouse. Amen? Because, you know, when you're fighting, it's hard to love your spouse. I mean, of course you love your spouse. You don't ever have anything to happen to your spouse. But sometimes it's really hard to show that you love that person when you're fighting. Let the love of God flow. You can. What's a good thing to do is just don't say nothing. Which is very hard for women. But it's possible. With everything we have to do, amen. Everything God calls us to do, He empowers us to do. Everything. Ministering to people on the road, loving somebody that's drunk on the side of the road, helping somebody. Everything God calls us to do, He empowers us to do. So we're not doing it on our own, with our own strength. We're not doing it with our own love. We're not doing it for, see, and this is another thing that we have to cut. We don't do things so that we get recognized. Okay? We don't do things so that people will see, oh, that Gino is such a good guy. Look at him cleaning the table. Look at him giving the tissue up. So good. Come on, Pekka, do you take the tissue? Did you take the tissue out tonight? We did, yeah? You know, we don't do things so that people see us. We do things because God calls us to. Amen? Amen?
Yeah.
Even the word says, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Don't go to your eyes, Dad. You're doing good because I prayed for you. That's one thing we don't want to do either, because we want God to shine. We want people to see God in us. And see, the human nature wants people to see you. But the godly nature that we all have wants people to see Him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, let's go to... So, God's love is the source of all human love. God's love, God loves others through us. God uses us. And what a privilege it is to be used by God. And you've heard Pastor Rocky say time and time again, my blessing is that I heard God. And then not only that you heard God, but that you obeyed God. How many times do we hear God and we don't follow through? But that we hear God and that you obey God. Amen. So let's go to Mark. Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. Okay, chapter 12, verse 30. And 31 is a very familiar scripture to us as well. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do we put God first in our life? How do we love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength? How do we do it? He helps us to love Him with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. How do we love our neighbor as ourselves? He fills us with His love. Thank you. That's the word for tonight. Love, love, love. That is not because Valentine's Day is coming. Really, I didn't even think about Valentine's Day until I just said it. So I'm not talking about love because of Valentine's Day. I'm talking about love because we need to let the love of God flow through us, to fill us, to overflow in us, and all the benefits of love. Amen? And we know that God loved us first. That's why we love Him. That's how we can love Him. And God, and we know what a wonderful truth, God loved us so much that He sent His only Son as a sacrifice that we all needed. Before we even knew we needed Jesus, we needed Jesus. because of what Jesus did on the cross and Him giving His life for us. Now we have eternal life. I just talked to my, now I'm back on social media, and I talked to one of my cousins, actually my mom's best cousin. And everybody, there's so many, you see it all the time, so many people are like, oh yes, thank you, praise the Lord, talking about God, but not living for God. Anyway, so my cousin, I was messaging up, hey, hi, cuz, how you been doing? Okay, so I said, hey, help, where's Jesus? And you're like, and he goes, oh yeah, I'm good at my faith. I said, I know, but you need Jesus. He goes, yes, I'm good. I said, well, are you born again? And he said, no, I'm good. And wasn't even N-O, it was K-N-O-W. I was like, hello. He said, oh, no, I'm good. I said, you're good. But if you were to go off this earth, if you were to leave this earth today, do you know for sure that you would be in heaven? Oh, and then they kind of ignored me. And I told him, you need Jesus, and there's going to be a day when you're going to have to call out your name. Call out His name. And He'll help you. And I just want you to know that I keep humbling about you. So, all of us in here know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, our King, the one who saved us, the one who delivers us. But the Word says that the only way to heaven is Jesus. There's not plenty ways, there's not 20 ways, there's not 100 ways. One way. Jesus. And this is another awesome thing that God has done for us. That all we have to do, and I'm not making light of it, but just ask Jesus into our heart to be the Lord of our life. We need Jesus. You need Jesus. We all need Jesus. Amen? And so this opportunity, we're going to pray with me for whoever's watching, if it's in the archives, or if you're watching live, or whatever. We all need Jesus. So we're going to go through the prayer asking Jesus into our heart. Very simple, and that's another awesome. Everything we need to do, God empowers us. Now, for us to live eternally, God gives us. So, this awesome, wonderful prayer, pray with me. Father, forgive me for all the wrong that I have done. Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Help me to do all that you have called me to do. In Jesus' name I pray. If you pray that prayer, please contact us. www.wordoftruthmaui.org, wordoftruthmaui.org, and go check out our website. And we'll call us. We'll help you find a church if you need to find a church. We'll help you answer some questions if you have questions. God bless you. Love you. Okay, everybody. Hallelujah.